Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Gonna get it.
Perfect.
You're never gonna get it. My love.
You wrong.
You
wrong.
My bad. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Full Fantasy Radio. And I'm your lovely, crush loving host, the Crush Heart. And I got my co-host up here, Black Rapport. And we got
Good evening.
And we got our favorite princess, Princess FAA.
Hey.
And we got
good
the
evening,
mastermind,
Princess.
And we got the mastermind, Dave MFO, who's not feeling well. Aww, pumpkin. His stomach and head hurt. What's up, son? 752-804, da-da-da-da-da, 704. What's going on? Welcome to the show. 757, excuse me, that's a 704. All right, 757-804, all that good stuff. All right, so people, if you didn't tune into Tuesday's show, you're bad. We started talking about BBW versus supersized BBW and all that good stuff in between. Now, tonight's topic is sexing the BBW / SMBBW. It was sexual positions, but we changed it around to sexing in general. Right, Black Reporter? See, this is why I can't have a co-host. So when I be talking, they don't be listening. Right, Black Reporter? You see? He's fired. You're fired, Black Reporter. You're fired. You hear that, right, Princess? I don't want to hear nothing, Black Reporter. I don't want to hear nothing, Black Reporter. Nothing.
Please.
You deserve that one. Don't please me. You deserve that one.
Talking
to you.
Hey, why do you say that?
Because I was talking to you. You're not answering me.
Well, it's because my dad called on the other line. I'm not going to lie about that one. When my dad calls, he has priority above everybody else. Anyway, Crush, real quick, I have a public service announcement to please make, and the public service announcement is we are not taking any celebration calls from area code 305, nor are we taking any crying calls from area code 216. Thank you.
You know what? There you go, starting shit. The views of Black Reporter has nothing to do with Phone Fantasy Radio or any counterparts. Those are views of his own. Disclaimer, quote unquote. There we go. They have nothing to do with the thoughts and the feelings of Phone Fantasy Radio and the Crush Heart. But damn, that's what we're saying. We're talking about sex and the big girl. We've talked about, I introduced the brand new Phone Fantasy Radio hotline. Well, today I put up a question of the week, question of the day, if you will. And it's, if you are BBW / SSBBW that can't seem to find the right lover, well, here's the opportunity to share with your admirers what makes you happy sexually. You can call in to 347-855-7372 and share your top 5 sex tips for better loving. Then tune in to Phone Fantasy Radio live, and you can hear your results played live right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. That number again, 347-855-7372. Hey, guys, if you want to share your tips, if you are the master of whatever technique that you are, master of freaking the big girls, then go, by all means, share your tips as well. We'll play it right here. Remember, you can always leave your shout-outs, dedications, and all that other good stuff. So, 347-855-7372. And Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
We got people already calling us up. I hope this is not somebody telling us about no damn LeBron James because we're going to be fighting.
No, no, I hope not.
601, you are on the air with Folk Fantasy Radio.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, I'm good. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm Rashina. I'm calling from Mississippi.
Al, Mississippi in the building. M to the I.
What's up, Rashina?
Hey. Hi, how y'all doing tonight?
We're doing okay.
For those that don't know, SSBBW stands for super size. Yeah, big black woman or big beautiful woman. That's super size. Okay, Rashina, are you a BBW / SSBBW?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, are you tired of whack loving?
No, I'm not. I love
you. You not? You good? Then by all means, share with us. Let's share with us your top five tips for those that are not good out there. What are your top five tips to share with us?
My top five is, number one, using sex toys.
Ooh.
Mm. Okay.
I love them. And number two is learning to touch yourself.
Right.
And number three, I have oral sex.
You said number three is oral sex?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You giving it or you receiving it?
I'm receiving it.
Okay.
And number four is the best positions, either from the back or whatever the case may be, you know. And number five is finding your G spot.
Ooh. Y'all
there you go.
Say what now?
I'm asking these guys if they're getting it. They're getting it. Writing these down. She said number one, sex toys. Guys, invest in some sex toys. Number two, ladies, touch yourself. Number three, she said, guys, y'all need to get the oral sex down pat now. Y'all need to learn how to do that. Number four, find the best position, guys. Experiment. Every position is not right for everyone, so y'all got to experiment. That's what makes sex fun. And number six, find her G-spot. Don't be playing. You got access of the World Wide Web. Search. Do a search.
Right.
And I think experiment is a tip in all its own.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Rashina, I have a question to ask you.
Go ahead.
Someone told me that there's a lot of men who are either scared or upset when a woman uses a toy. Do you know why that is? Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have. But, you know, at times, you know, men feel that the toys is going to take over. But it's not. If they just experience the woman, I guess, for like one time and see how it is, they would enjoy it. It does not take away. It just makes the bedroom spice it up, you know, a little bit.
Okay, I agree.
Okay, also, Sun 752 representing Philly just said, if you need the toy, then the natural toy must not be working right. So, what's anybody's take on that?
That's not necessarily true. I mean, it could be true, but not necessarily. I mean, as far as the actual toy, the actual tool itself not working right, I mean, you know, it all depends on what your lover enjoys. The first thing is, as far as I see it, is to find out what she enjoys, you know. Find out ahead of time. So.
Okay. All right, let's bring 757 area code. You're on the air, Full Fancy Radio. Who you are, where you're from.
Hi, this is Cheryl. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hey,
hello, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Okay, so you've been listening to the show. Do you have wax sex or good sex?
Good.
Okay. Are you a BBW or SSBBW?
Yes, BBW.
Okay. So can you share with us your five top sex symbols?
I'm going to say the same thing for all five. Know your partner. If you don't know your partner, what they're working with, what they can do for you, then you can enjoy yourself.
Okay. All right, so as we're talking about these, I hope somebody jot these down for me. I'm writing them up in the chat room. So now we're up to seven tips. Okay, learn your partner. That's 7-7. Explore, experiment. We encourage that. And don't be so closed-minded. Be open-minded. I think that's another thing. You know, you got to be open-minded and willing to, you know, try new things. So that's number eight. Yeah, eight. So Princess is thinking it up in the room. Princess is thinking it up in the room. Princess is not a BBW, SSBBW, but she got love for the BBW. So
yes, I do.
Princess,
yes, I do.
And we appreciate that.
And we appreciate that. We sure do. All right, Princess, so you're talking about your rabbit in the room. What's going
yes.
on with your rabbit?
Girl,
first of all, explain to people what is a rabbit.
If y'all don't know what a rabbit is, let me tell you. The rabbit is a great investment. Let me tell you, it can do three things at one time. It will work everything. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Everything, huh?
Exactly.
And they have different ones. But once again, women, just go back to tip number two that was shared with us. Touch yourself so you can learn your body, because they have different ones. They have ones with the little tweeter. They got ones with pearls. They got one that spin, one that vibrates, one that do basically, like you said, all in one. They got one that double penetration, whatever floats your boat. But you got to know your body if you want to get the right one.
Yes.
That I had to learn the hard way. But that's... You know, sometimes the clitoris is real close, sometimes the clitoris is far away. So you got to know which one to get to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, experiment and touch yourself. So you can measure. Like, ma'am, I'm looking for this wide. All right. So we had eight tips. Any more tips for sex to the big girls? Okay, my golden tip I'm going to share with this. This is going to be number 10. My golden tip, I shared with you on Tuesday. My golden tip is lift and separate.
Yep.
Lift and separate, guys. This is something you guys can't be lazy in the bedroom when messing with a big girl. You know what I mean? She can't be lazy, but you can't be lazy neither. You know, you got to learn how to lift and separate. I don't care if you're eating her out, you got to lift the belly and separate. See, this is where you get those four fingers jump from. You lift the belly, and then you separate the lips with the thumbs. Separate the lips with thumbs. If you don't know, now you know. That's how you do it. You got to lift and separate. Doggy style, you separate once again, and you take the thumbs, and you move the, you separate, lift the butt cheeks and separate the thighs. No matter what position you are, if it's the scissors, that's my best position, the scissors, one leg up, the other one down. Once again, you gotta lift and separate, sir. You gotta get in there. You gotta get in there. You know, regardless of what's been told, contrary to belief. So that's number time. That's number 9 and number 10 right here. Lift and separate. All right. Nothing. Black reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
You've been doing this for a minute. You ain't got nothing to bring to the table?
Well, my top five tips, okay, number one, brothers, always, always listen to your lady. Number two, do your research ahead of time. Find out what she likes. Find out what she enjoys. Number three, get at it. Don't bullshit around and keep worrying about getting yourself off, because that's the major mistake that guys do, is worry about getting theirs. If you please the woman just right, she's going to give you yours.
Yeah.
Number four, treat the woman like the queen that she's supposed to be treated like. And number five, Actually, the rest is gravy.
That's it? That's number five? The rest is gravy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm
going to
put that just up
here,
too, just like that.
It's not difficult.
Okay, so Princess said, don't let her, Princess put a one up in the end. She said, fellas, put in the work. Don't let her do all the work. But you know what? This is a tip. I got to add this tip. This tip is going to be, what's that? We have two. What are we up to? 14, 15? This tip is going to be 15. Guys. I mean, girls, this goes out to the girls, the big girls out there that feel like the sex is whack. Stop being a log. You're giving the rest of us bad names. I'm tired of this. Work them muscles, girls. Work them muscles. Rotate the hips. Move the hips. Find out what works for you. You know, get
thank
a mirror. Get a mirror.
Thank you, Crush.
Jump around. Jump around. Do something. Do not just lay there. I mean, he's throwing it full, you throw it up. He's throwing it, he's pulling back, and you throw it back. You know, y'all gotta find that tune. Y'all gotta find that tune right there, that harmony. And girls, rotate them hips. If you can whine, tick. If you like reggae music, and that you need to be inspired, put some Dusty Wine on, put some Sean Paul on. Do something, woman. Can't just lay there. That, you know, that's not good. That goes for all women. Big or small. But big girls, we need y'all to step up, for real. Y'all giving the rest of us bad names. We can't do it by ourselves.
Crush, I have a question to ask you.
Why?
When I proposed this to a lady earlier, she asked me, well, why is it actually any different than any, why is a BBW necessarily different than any other woman?
Wait, she asked me.
Why is a BBW necessarily different than any other woman?
Could
you just do it the right way?
Nothing you said is different. It just takes a little extra work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you and that's basically what it is. It's basically knowing your tone, knowing your
mm-hmm.
your position, and when you mess it with a big girl, like all of us can't fit on a chair. You know, we
exactly.
need to with no handles. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's just little, it's not really nothing different. Yes, I'm a woman, you're a woman. I got a G-spot, I got a clit, everything is the same. But I got a little more extra than you. So everybody can't fit on a, you know, everybody can't fit in a twin size bed. We need a queen size bed. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can't hold my leg up for so long because that shit start getting tired. You know what I mean? You know? It really isn't no different, but it is a difference. You get what I'm saying? And the guys that like a BBW, necessarily, most guys that like a BBW may not like a smaller chick. And we talked about that as well last Tuesday. Guys that like a supersized BBW may not like a BBW that's 200 pounds versus somebody that's 400 pounds. You get what I'm saying? That makes a big difference. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like that little bit, that extra 50 pounds or that extra 20 pounds, just like it makes a difference from you being a overweight by 20 pounds and you only weigh 150, you know, and you're 5'5".
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're considered overweight when you're over 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Just about that little difference does make a difference when you're dealing with somebody that's big or plus size. You
exactly.
know, big girls, y'all got them bones. I've been hearing about them tailbones. A guy got to learn how to dip and move from that. You know, he got to dip down and come back up and, you know, try not to get hit with them tailbones. So we ain't got that. We all booty. He can't dip and come back up. He got lift and, you know, come through. You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
we got more cushion for the pushing. So, I mean, it's some difference and it's some similarity. But, yes, my clit is in the same place. My G-spot is in the same place. But you got to fight more weeds to get there. Let's put it like that.
Yep.
Am I wrong, Rashina and 757 and 601? Are y'all still with me?
Well, I think it depends on the BBW. I think because we're all plus size, we can be more creative.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just going to be plain missionary style. It's going to be some creativity there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that creativity, your partner's going to be more enthused, more excited. You know, it's not just going to be the plain same old, same old.
Mm-hmm. We're going to fall off the bed, you know, next thing you know, we up in the air, we on our backside, you know, we can hold that up, you know. I don't know, skinny girl. The only thing you got on me is a wall. It's a, he can lift you up. But if you got the right man, fuck that. Give me a wall. I'm good.
Exactly.
That's all he tells them. Give me a corner. I'm good. If I got a corner, I'm good. You can do a lot of things in this corner now.
That's why facing the wall is always good.
Don't sleep on the BBWs and SFBBWs. If you got a wall and you got some strength on you guys, you know, we can still get it in. Yeah. So on that note, Princess said she can take notes from us.
Sure can.
I hear that, Princess.
Princess taking notes.
I'm impressed. I am, shoot.
I'm impressed.
Here you go.
I have BBWs in my family, shoot.
And we all do. That's the thing. Okay, somebody else asked the question. Okay, let me explain to this. Last Tuesday, or the Tuesday past, we had another host from another show come and visit and share his two cents on our BBW topic. I visited his show today, and he's doing a BBW topic as well on his show tomorrow. And, you know, he gave us our props. He said we inspired him to do the show. That's all good and dandy, but, you know, that's it for that. However, you know, much love to him. But I'm going to pose this question out here only because this is our topic, you know, and people, and you know, this is a question that baffled me. And, you know, that same person asked that question. I would like to ask her, do she think that BBW/SSBBW, do she think that's a new craze? Are we a fad? I mean, BBW didn't pop on the scene two years ago.
One simple answer. Hell no. Not no, but hell no.
No, okay. I mean, that just didn't seem right to me. Like, are we a fad? What? Like, this is nothing that happened 2 years ago in my book. But we're gonna tune into that show. We're gonna tune into that show. I'm gonna be on the panel. You know, I'm gonna give my 3 cents. And let them know, like, no, that's not how I go. So, that show is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Check my Facebook page. If you're not on Facebook, add me to Facebook. Facebook, we official, Phone Fantasy Radio, facebook.com/Phone Fantasy Radio. Just click like and become a fan of Phone Fantasy Radio. All right. Dave MFO with your hurting belly and your hard head. You need to call in, because I said...
Where in the hell is he?
He said he's not feeling well, but he got to call in so he can feel better.
Oh.
Call in so you can feel better. 347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. Ladies, share that. Ladies, if y'all wouldn't mind, I would really appreciate it if y'all could call into our hotline and share with us your 5 tips. For better sexing, so I could, you know, add it to the soundboard. That number is 347-855-7372. So, ladies, 601-757, if y'all don't mind, that would be hot. So we could have y'all on the air, like, yeah, just so y'all know. 347-855-7372. That would be awesome, right, Black Report?
Yep, that would be very awesome. And I'm the one who invited those two to the show tonight, so I want to thank both of them for coming on. And I will be sure to send both of them the number so they can post their opinions and their podcast chapter.
Dave O is
going to
hurl.
Ooh, that's not something I need to know.
Yeah, well, he typed it. I'm just reading what he typed. Okay. What's the next part of our agenda, Black Reporter?
Who do we have in the chat room, and what are they talking about?
Well, they, you know, Princess scaring people away with her rabbit.
not
rabbit. You don't know nothing about my rabbit. My rabbit is big. Well, my man ain't around and I'm horny, I pull out my rabbit. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes blast off. This is what she writing. I'm reading what she writing.
What you gotta say for yourself, Princess?
I definitely said that. I'm not gonna be insistent on that.
I come 5 minutes with my daddy, and that's how good it is, and I leave you dripping like a waterfall.
Yeah.
My daddy. That's my daddy. What? Somebody just
jumped in
the chat room like, what? Who did
you make it
stop?
You make it sound so
like,
silly,
what?
Right?
A rabbit.
I wonder where's our men that we had the other night. It's either one or the other. It's never both.
No, he's listening.
Oh, okay. Okay. So.
Mario?
Well, Mario and I mean a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, Mario.
I mean, we had a whole bunch of them.
Mario is tuned in. Oh no, he just tuned out. Okay. All right. So we, okay, my chat room just got quiet. All right, I'm telling more people to come to the chat room. Ooh. All right, so. Do porn help? Should we watch porn, ladies? BBWs on the phone? Should we? Does porn help? Is that a tip to give people?
I think porn is all right if the two, the male and the female, like it to do it together. But if someone don't like it in the bedroom, I think it should not be used.
Oh.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
I mean, porn is good. I like it. Sometimes, but sometimes it can take out the enjoyment out of it sometimes. Because you can, sometimes the female thinks the male is watching the porn more than he's into her.
Okay, I understand. But
so
the thing is, you know, the only question I got for that is what happens then if you have if you yourself like to see your man jack up or masturbate, or he likes to see you masturbate. What then, you know? And while you know, either you or he is watching the porn. I mean, granted, and the porn is turning each one of you on, and yet between the porn and your partner, you're watching both shows at the same time.
That's why I said that if the both watch it, that's fine. But sometimes only one likes it, other don't like it. So I have to come to a conclusion if we're going to watch it together or not.
Okay.
So
okay.
If both of us in the bedroom disagree, you should watch it.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, my thing is make your own porn. How about that? Make your own porn. You know, that'll solve both pitches. You know, you put in half for the camera, who put in half for the camera, whatever. Plug it into the TV, turn on the recorder, then y'all can look at each other.
Right.
There you go.
That solves everything. So that's number 16. Make your own porn. But once again, porn is just a tool. It's nothing to replace it or nothing like that. It's just
exactly.
It's just some way to help be creative in the bedroom. Take it out the box. Take it, you know, once again, take it out the bedroom, you know. Go in the kitchen and sit by the fridge. Go in the kitchen and sit by the fridge. Y'all seen, Don't Be a Menace to Society while drinking your juice in the hood, right? Maybe by the fridge. Y'all don't remember that scene?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Y'all don't remember that scene? Never mind. All right.
I'm not even going there.
Don't go there. All right, another thing is I say do not. This goes for you know, if you can do it, so be it. But somebody mentioned this earlier and I just have to agree with them. Drinking and smoking is good and dandy, but that do hinder one ability. So don't drink and don't smoke.
Exactly. Please.
Don't drink and don't smoke, and I say this, you know, even though drinking makes you horny and all that other good stuff, but it also hinders one ability to perform to his 100%. So, gentlemen, women, don't smoke, because all it's going to do is interfere, and you're not going to get the best experience. So, if you can, avoid it, don't smoke. Also, guys, please drink plenty of water. Another thing about that drinking, we can taste it. I don't know about someone, but I taste it. Sometimes, you know, that seeps through your pores and see your semen, and you talk about swallow. That's nasty. I don't want to have to get drunk off of your cum. Ooh, did I just say that out loud?
I agree, Crush. I agree with you.
That is nasty. Drink, guys, if you want to have tasty cum, a lot of citrus fruit, a lot of water, a lot of peach, a lot of pineapples, oranges, and a lot of water, you know, at least 2 or 3 days before you're about to get it in. Or as often as possible, you know. And it's also better for you. So, I mean, you know, fresh fruit, not the damn for concentrated and all that other crap. No, fresh. Fresh. Go get you a real orange and peel that bitch. Stop bullshit. Stop being lazy.
Listen to Mama Crush. Listen to Mama Crush and learn.
She's right.
Same thing with the women. Same thing with the women. Eat mm-hmm. fresh food, you know. I mean, I'm not one to promote exercise, and I'll tell you that in a minute. I didn't get this way by being healthy, you know. I embrace my belly. But, you know, sometimes it works out for your benefit. So fruit, mint, you know. It's good. All right, so we almost have 20 people. We got about 18 different tips up here. Can we go through all of them? No, because I didn't write them down. Anybody else write them down? See, this
nope.
is what we talk about. My co-host didn't even write them down.
Partially because I'm eating at the present time.
Yeah, whatever. Always an excuse with you. You want to be a co-host, but you're not doing co-host duty.
Duty?
You know what you get for that, right?
I know.
All right. I'm
going to
have to delete that
because
I keep playing it.
Oh, you got to play our theme tune a little bit later on tonight.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm going to play it. As a matter of fact,
okay.
Speaking of theme tune, how about we go into a musical break? We're going to put everybody on hold. We're going to go into a musical break, and then we're going to come back out, and we're going to continue our conversation on sex.
Yeah, real players up in here now, represent. Y'all talking all that shit about stuff that's licking on you. Oh, dang, your back up, your crack. You talking to a real player now, girl. Real, I don't go first. You want me to do it now, do it good. Lick that pussy just like I should. Right now, lick it good. Suck your pussy just like I should. Your neck, your back, lick your pussy. Trying to make sure you suck this dick, waving your hands all up in the air. Better recognize when you see a real player. All about the game if you ain't about that. Ain't nobody trying to get a thing out your cat. Bust some money, now what you gonna do for me? Cause I get done first usually. If you can't make it happen, then we got problems. Speaking to the mic, girl, we can solve them. Open up wide, it's time to get live. While I put this thing inside, so lick it now. My dick and my sack.
slide in your hand. Don't stop till you make me come. After me, give my homeboy some. Bust the nuts all in your face. Open wide, I know you love that taste. The best head comes from real hoes. I get big like a dildo. So lick it now, lick it good. Suck this dick just like you should. Right now, lick it good. Suck my dick just like you should. That's it, like that. Lick my dick and my sack. Don't quit, like that. Lick my dick and my sack. Yeah, bitch, like that. Lick my dick and my sack. Don't trip, like that. Lick my dick and my sack. You want me to do it now, do it good. Lick your pussy just like I should. Right now, lick it good. Suck that pussy just like I should. Your neck, your back. Lick your pussy and your crack. Your neck, your back. Lick your pussy and your crack. Your neck, your back. Lick your pussy and your crack. Your neck, your back. Lick your pussy and your crack.
Can Miss Becky P raise her hand, bro? I need some of that good head right now, bro. I need that Becky.
I'm on this liquor, oh so heavy. Before we fuck, can you neck me and lay that head in?
That's that bullshit!
I'm out of here. I can't even talk.
Wait,
that's that bullshit. That's that bullshit. This is what I be talking about. Why I gotta suck your dick in your sack and give you and be called Becky? How you gonna call me on my name like that? That's what I was saying.
That wasn't what I was talking about.
No, I'm just saying though. But why I gotta be? I know that's not what you was talking about, but I played it because that's what we're gonna get into next. We're gonna get into the oral sex of things. And as I was playing it, you know, I understand his neck and his back and his ball sacks and all that other stuff. But why I gotta be called Becky now? That's all I'm asking. Why you gotta call me some other bitch? Why can't I be who I am? Why I gotta be Becky? That's my question. All right, 704, you are on the air, Phone Fancy Radio. Who are you and where are you from?
Y'all know what it is, boy, Dave-o.
Oh,
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
What's going on, people? Sorry, I'm not feeling that well, but I am coming to support.
Let me blow your kiss.
You sound horrible.
Let me blow your kiss.
Appreciate that.
See how you getting love? See,
he told you. He's calling. It's love. Yeah, I appreciate all the love, y'all. I'm not feeling that well.
No problem, Dave-o.
I'll be all right, though.
You all right. Okay, so, Dave-o, you got any tips you want to share with us? You know, you coming up in the game, so I know you got something you can share with us.
One thing, the one big thing I'll get pissed off about is, don't, if I'm going to eat you out, don't try to stop me.
Don't try to stop me. Don't try to stop
you? I agree.
I've had women say, like, all they want is the dick, and that's it. But I feel as if, if I'm going to give you all of me, that includes my tongue, too, so.
You've been in the high five.
You should relocate, nigga.
A high five for me, Dave. A high five for me.
He need to relocate. I ain't never heard that.
It's very simple.
I know that happens to me too. That happens to me too. Like if I'm gonna suck your wee wee, you know, don't tell me no.
But the thing is, I see it as very simple. A lot of women, after they suck a man off, they don't want to be pleased themselves. They rather just, you know, suck a man off and be done with it and everything, when we want to take it all the way.
Well, let me tell you this, though, Black reporter. Sometimes it's not pleasing. I'm one of those women that, you know, I prefer to please more than with your tongue, because some men, most men, don't know how to please orally. They either want to chew on it, they want to suck it too hard, they want to put it, they got gaps between it.
Okay.
And,
okay.
You know
what I'm saying?
Oh, I got a gap between my teeth now.
No,
Crush, Davo must be having the women climb the wall.
High five on that one, Davo.
Let me stop you right there, because I done had that happen a couple of times, and I got a couple of witnesses, so.
All right, let's bring 443 in the building. We got a full board today. 443, you there?
Okay, hi everybody.
Hey
Lady Say.
The question was for Dave, because, you know, if they're gonna push you away, I just wanna know, are you any good?
Am I any good? Well, shit, you can come find out.
Hold on,
when I was 17, I had a 32-year-old. So what you saying?
Yeah, that was the teacher. I was the teacher too.
Yeah. You told us that one.
I was asking because
the only way I'm going to push you away is if you don't know what you're doing. And see, that will definitely take me out of the mood.
Trust me, I got witnesses that'll tell you I know what I'm doing. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm one of the witnesses. Strike, I'm just playing.
She ain't playing. She dead serious.
Go ahead, princess. Open up your plans, princess. You know, princess, you got some stalkers. Do not open up them plans. You know better, princess. Don't open up them cans. You never know where your stalker is. He probably listening to us right now. Don't do it.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Don't do it. I get phone calls, princess. Don't do it.
Uh-oh.
I get phone calls, princess. I do it. And it's my show, and I get phone calls, girl. I get all cursed out all types of ways. Like, what? You ain't telling me that. What are y'all talking about? You know, you got to tell them this is just entertainment. Wink, wink.
I got number two. If I flip you upside down on your head, don't freak out. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the best ones. Those are the best ones. Look at Princess and Dave-O going at it in the chat room. Y'all got it in the chat room. Y'all listening. All I see is Nick, stomach, thighs, nipples, and backs, and damn, and yes, and and tongues, and kiki keys. You know, what's going on in this chat room? Don't tease me with that tongue. What? What y'all doing? Y'all, I'm in love all over again. What's going on? What y'all doing up on it? What's this? Oh, my goodness. What y'all doing to him? That's one of my spots. What? Princess, this tongue is for your neck. What? What are y'all writing up in here? Listen, y'all. Davo and Princess, I just had to give y'all a rundown of what's going on. Damn. Davo, I fucked your brains out. What's that? Are y'all silent sexing in my chat room? What kind of bullshit?
You can always join us.
My buttons are cool.
Hello.
Hello. My buttons are broke.
Nah, fuck that. Your buttons
are
broke.
That's my story,
right?
And I'm sticking to that. Hold on, what? Wham!
Your buttons are broke.
I got talking. I was asleep. I don't know. I played the fifth. I was asleep.
phone fantasy radio.
Exactly. Only on phone fantasy radio. That's it. Only on phone fantasy. That is it. Okay. My golden rule is lift and separate. When you're beating the pussy guys, y'all can't be lazy. And give us tongue. Why y'all be scared to put y'all tongue on it? I mean, if y'all going to eat, might as well go all the way through, right? What's up with these guys who don't stick out their tongue?
Oh, I'm more happy to stick out my tongue.
Some probably don't know how to use it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
So ladies, what are some tips to tell them how to use it?
And then use it to make love to the woman also.
So that's your tip, Black Reporter?
I gave my tips.
I'm talking about oral sex though.
Well, that's one of them.
What's the other one?
Yeah. You know. What do you mean, what's the other one?
I mean, you're the pro, right? You the pro, niggas. Let us know. You the pro.
Oh, shit.
Tell us what you be doing.
Okay. One thing that you must do, make love to the clit. Make love to the clitoris. Before, be sure you suck it the right way. The way that it turns her on. You know?
We understand that, but we asking how is that, you know, we got that. But how
it varies with different people. There is no one correct way to do it. Just like there's no one correct way to make love to a woman, because every woman's got a different way of making love.
Okay, but I'm sure there's some general tips, you know, like stick it in is one general tip that you have when making love to a woman. So I'm sure there's some general tips you can give us, right?
Make sure that you take care of her bottom legs as well as you take care of her top legs. Just a nice.
Take care of her bottom legs. Bottom looks like what? Her pussy lips?
Excuse me?
You said her bottom lips. You got to be specific. You know these people are slow. I mean, pussy lips? Take care of the pussy lips.
Yeah, take care of her pussy lips just like you take care of her top lips. Kiss them nice and sweet. Soft and gentle, you know?
Oh, yeah,
cool.
Okay.
Don't be rough.
What about you, ladies? Any ladies? Any tips from the ladies? Lady J, you know, any tips from y'all?
Well, the one thing he did to say that he said that made any sense is clitoris stimulation. The rest of that, I was like,
what?
Kind of zoomed out.
She's so loud, man.
Yeah, because, you know, like, you can kiss me sweet on the lips and then, you know, put the tongue all around it and the little nips, you know, bite a little bit. Not hard, because I bite you back. But I don't want you biting down there. Howl to the nuts.
Exactly. I know.
So, no, you just said make love to the lips like you do at the top as you do down at the bottom. You don't do that. So, like I said, but clitoris stimulation, oh, definitely.
All right. What's about this sucking? Do we suck hard? Do we suck soft? Do we go in between? Like, try to suck the skin off?
I got some spiked heels, and if you suck hard, I know what to do with the heels.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
No,
not hard. No, not hard.
Damn, stick any heel towards my shit. That's fucked up.
Oh, I'm saying if you sucking real hard, then, you know, you trying to hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back.
I don't do a whole lot of sucking as much as I do a whole lot of licking.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. Wait a minute, leave me your address, okay? And then I'll come back on and I'll let Crush and them know, you know, if you about it or if you just talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, Mario said that he could not get into it, but he can't connect to the chat room. He said he at work, so, but he said to keep Black Reporter under control.
As if Mario got anything to say about what to do with me.
Damn, Black Reporter, they all know about you.
I got a question for y'all. All right.
It is, that's another subject. But go ahead. All right. What?
is, okay, what is the proper name? Is it cock or is it dick? I've always been led to believe that white folks use the word cock, black folks use the word dick. You tell me.
And the proper word is penis.
And Mexicans use the word penis.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Well, it's we've always feel like, okay, in our book, I guess you say dick is more of a curse word. You know what I mean? Hockey, cock, or something like that. But for us, dick has just been, you know, it rolls off the tongue better. I can't say, oh my, give me that cock. No, it doesn't sound good. I say, give me that big old black dick. You know, that sounds better. I mean, it's exactly what sounds right.
So true.
What rolls off the tongue. Cocky don't roll off the tongue. But dicky.
And when I hear cock, I think of a chicken. Or a rooster, I should say.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's get to the squirting business. The squirting exists.
Hello. Oh, hell yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes,
it does. Yes. I'm a
squirter.
Put your hands down.
I'm a
you
victim.
You a squirter? You a victim? Yes. But I didn't know I was until a few years back.
Yeah, so the right man came along.
And he was down and he told me, he said, well, goddamn, he said, you know, you squirt. I was like, I can't. He said, no, you squirt. He said, all down the front of his face and shit. So, you know, I didn't know. I didn't
know. Well, I
know
I'm a dripper. I'm a dripper. I don't squirt.
I'm a dripper.
Yeah, I'm a dripper. I mean, I don't mind being a dripper. I just hate laying in it.
Well, I'm a victim of that shit.
You a victim of that shit. Yeah, that's another story.
No, not that. I'm talking about being, like, squirted on, and I mean whole face covered in that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a pressured victim?
I guess you might as well say that, too.
All right. What about other ladies? Squirting, no squirting?
I've seen squirters, creamers, shit. All types of shit.
Oh, man. I think we lost the other two ladies. Did we lose them?
757-601.
Did we lose out?
We lost a lot. Okay. Well.
The ladies, you can find out if he lifts the hood just as you get ready to come. You'll find out if you're a squirt or not.
Lift it separate, brothers.
You're not going to let go of that, are you?
Forehead. Don't be afraid to use your forehead. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to let one go.
Lift and separate.
Why would I let that go when that's the way to do it?
Okay.
Nigga, you need to add that to your repertoire.
This is true.
One thing y'all can add to y'all's.
It'd be wrong. I'd be honest if I let it go and it was something wrong, like it didn't work, but that's the best way for me. I mean, am I wrong, ladies? Isn't that the golden rule? Let's just separate. Like, that comes with the territory. Does it not make sense, Black Reporter?
Yeah, it does make sense. It does.
Yeah, you just got to dig a little deeper to get to the treasure.
If it's separating, it'll pop out at you. See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, Black Report, I don't know. You got me wondering about you, Black Report. You got me wondering about you.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying the same thing
for years. I got to take some meds. Hold on, y'all.
Wait a minute, Vlad. What's going on in here? I'm telling you, Dave O and Princess are going at it in the chat room. If I haven't seen cyber sexing in a long time, they are cyber sexing. After I eat Princess, she's going to change her name to Dave O Queen. What? I made a woman squirt like 10 times in a row. What?
Hello.
I haven't squirted yet. I can make you stay Let me stop for your nigga come beat me up. Laugh out loud. What? What y'all doing here?
We have to pull out a hose on y'all.
This is a, exactly. Do we have to pull out the cyber hose on y'all?
No, y'all don't.
At the top of the hour, that's where we are on Full Fantasy Radio. Give us a call, 347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. This is the one and only Black Reporter with La Crush Hearts. And give us your opinion on the best way to love a BBW or society BBW.
Are you asking me?
Call it up and chop it up with us. We won't bite you.
Yeah. I don't know about Dave. I don't know about Dave O. But somebody's stomach could be hurting. He really is getting kinky in the chat room. That's all I'm saying.
Dave O has no affiliation of what LaCrush just said for the last 90 seconds. Dave O's opinions are not affiliated with Fall Fantasy Radio.
Right, we gotta do that nowadays.
I guess so.
All right, but we got a full house right now. We want to go around the chat. When I say your area code, please state your name. Let everybody know who you are and all that good stuff. So we're gonna start from the bottom and work our way up. 704. 704.
The only 704 should be me.
So state your name, Paul.
Oh, shit, sorry. people,
wake up.
Ladies and gentlemen, ship one and only, the sick version, Dave, MFO.
Okay. 601-691.
Yes, this is Rashina, the one only Sheena, 601. Mississippi,
L.
On the line.
L, 443.
Lady J, representing B. Moore.
L, 757.
Shirley, calling from Virginia.
L, 803.
This is the princess, representing South Kakalaki.
A.K.A. Dave O's queen.
A.K.A. Dave O's queen.
Okay,
they promoted.
All right.
From princess
to queen.
All right. And
337. The one, the only, the demoted Black Reporter from South Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Oily Louisiana.
Okay. And then y'all know who I am, so no need for me to say it. But just because I like to hear my name, it's a crush house in the building. Al, tell me.
Yay!
All right. I guess I'm the only SSBBW on here. For those who do not know what SSBBW stands for, that's super size big beautiful woman. Okay. And also, where is the cutoff point technically? I gotta find out what's the cutoff point for BBW to SSBBW.
For the most part, for some people it's 275, for some people it's 300.
Okay.
That's mostly the cutoff point on what I've noticed and everything.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed
so.
From 300 or 350. I haven't seen, like, if you're over 300, you consider SSBBW. If you're under that,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think it also depends on your height also.
Right. What you whispering? Don't be whispering to nobody.
That's David Princess.
Don't be giving no phone. No.
I just seen somebody Facebook, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, no, I heard. Yeah, y'all private messaging. I heard that. Now y'all PMing sending links and stuff. Now y'all want to be Facebook friends and shit. What's going on?
I told you could join us, Chris. Damn. You the one over there. You the one over there sitting over that bullshit, not joining in and shit.
I can't. I have to watch.
No. Like, I demand you don't watch and join in right now.
You almost had me, but I couldn't believe you. You should have said, nah, nigga, you almost had me. Like, what? Don't be getting rough with me, nigga. We like that. I don't know about some women. I know that about me. I guess that would be my 20th tip. Y'all men got to step up. Be men. Stop being so stirred. I'd be abusing you. I don't like you.
Can't abuse me.
Nigga, you know, y'all men let us verbally or physically abuse you. I can't do nothing with you. I don't know, man. I don't want you to be a thug, and I don't want you to beat on me, like, you know, but I do want you to stand your ground. If you say, come here, you know, you got to meet me. I want that conviction. And you say, turn it over, I want you to mean it. Well, you say, dip it low, I want you to mean it. Am I wrong? Is that, you know, am I wrong, ladies? Is that how it goes?
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes, right? Like, I want you to know
that's how it goes.
Like, yeah, I want to hear that bass in your voice. Can I hear that bass in your voice? That do it for me. I'm like, what? And you can't help but to get all mushy and girly, like what? Whatever. And you rolling over, though, right?
Why those? Come here, baby.
No. Not one of those. Like, tell you to roll over. Like, what? Why are you acting like that with you steady pussy your boat outside? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all ladies know what I'm talking about. Y'all be having a big old Kool-Aid smile on your face. Like, why y'all acting like that, L? Gotta manhandle me. I guess that's why I'm attracted to somebody like 6'5". You know, you gotta have football physique. You don't gotta be 6'5", but preferably. You know, you can be shorter. Husky.
Me out the box.
Somebody says pants on the ground.
Shut up.
Wait, hold on. We got. Are you serious? Are you serious, Dave-O? Are you serious, Dave-O?
Wait.
You know she can see whatever you type in the chat room.
Dave-O is
exactly. What? Are you serious? Dave-O is trying to catch up with the El Espanol. El Espanol, Dave-O. You had to do it like that, Dave? You had to pull it out like that? She don't know nothing about that, right, Dave?
KLS, what are you talking about?
Exactly, El Español, Habla Español, in El Chatumo. You sitting up there speaking Spanish, what? What did you say anyway?
I just posted, I said Princess is a little freak.
What'd she say to you?
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, he really going on, he going hard in here.
He's pulling out the bilingual. Now every man knows
that the way to a woman's belly button is through her Spanish. Like, we like that foreigner shit. We like shit you can say whatever you want to, as long as it sounds sexy coming off your tongue. We like that. Am I wrong? Like, that's hot right there. But how you gonna be El Puente in my room, though? Listen here, Erika.
Hold on, Crash, I got you. Hold on.
Hold on. No, don't type nothing freaky to me.
Well, damn.
Don't type nothing freaky to me, damn it. Share with us with the world. Don't share with the chat room. You got the translator on?
I mean, you know, that's cool when you have an English-Spanish translator and you can just type in English and it'll immediately translate into Spanish for you.
Yeah,
But
All right. They're telling me to shut up. I appreciate that. All right.
Can't tell the hostess to shut up on her own show.
Yeah, they're telling me to shut up.
Hold on. That was a good kind of shut up now. That was no bad kind of shut up.
Look, now she's going to left on me mojo. What? Her mojo? Dave, what, my mojo? What you write? See, y'all can't be learning this part.
Wow.
Dave K, I saw my mojo. And
Dave, you wanted to take my job last week, Tuesday? But a man,
Dave,
looks like you already took it. You already took it.
Dave K, I say me mojo. Like, what? I'm fucking understanding. Like, I don't know. Yeah, that's right.
Dave, be careful. They don't find a song for you, bro.
They about to jump me.
Be careful. They don't find a song for you, bro.
Oh, no. All right, guys. It's a lot of y'all on here, but let me go into this good old music break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some more, whatever we're talking about. We're going to talk about some more, whatever we're going to talk about, and, all that good stuff. All right. So shout out to everybody that's listening. And hold on, let me find that song out. Okay.
Ooh. Oh. Mm. Hey. Uh-huh. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't be coy, avoid, or make void the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it. Now we talk about sex on the radio and video shows.
Many will know.
Anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be. How it was and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Ted?
I doubt it.
Alright then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Make any man buy. Pops to you, she's got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas drew like fools, but then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearls, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag. She should have been glad, but she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with a check and a note. The last night was so, so, so.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.
Do it.
Let's talk about sex.
guys you know make love.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and
you and me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things
that may be.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex a little bit, a little bit. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Cinderella cut it up one time.
Called the John.
China.
For China.
Some of them are smelly, like clams and fish and such. Some smell like a summer's eve, 'cause they've been douched too much. Vagina,
vagina, vagina.
They call that thing vagina.
The only Weird Al Yankovic and the theme song for Phone Fantasy Radio, Vagina. And before that, I Don't Want No 1 Minute Man from Missy Elliott, and to start the music set off, good old Salt and Pepper. And Let's Talk About Sex. The 1980s were sure great, weren't they? Phone Fantasy Radio, 22 minutes after the hour. Into a new morning on the East Coast and heading toward the end of the night on everywhere else.
What?
Well.
What?
What?
No, I'm playing. Hi, so we back, and that's the golden tip right there. Guys, don't be a 1 minute man. I had to play that song. Because that's a tip right there. Don't be a 1 minute man. Dave-O, listen, sir. If the shoe fits, if the condom fits, you know, I mean, hey.
You know what I mean? Hey.
If the condom is baggy, that ain't my fault.
Oh, wow.
And guys, another tip I have to add this time, be true to your penis. Be true to your penis. Don't lie your penis. Don't exaggerate the size of your penis. Because in all cases, size do matter. If you say that you have a big penis and you don't, that matters.
Yeah.
That affects the whole persona, the whole situation. If you have a big penis and you don't know how to use it, that matters.
Yeah, it does matter.
If you are size 11 and you have the wackest loving, that affects us. That affects us. If you have a decent size penis, a 10-inch, and you can't keep it hard, that affects us. So if you ask the size matter, yes, size do matter. It's not just the motion of the ocean. Size matter because you can make or break with your size. You know, you can make or break it with that whole situation. Like if you put me in that situation. Am I wrong, ladies? I'm asking the ladies. I'm talking. Like,
no, I feel like this. If I got a belly and you got a belly, you got to have something that's going to get in between there.
That's true. You got a point.
If it ain't big enough, then you might as well keep it stopping. I've had my bedroom doom, and that'll never happen again.
And then, you know, I don't know how I feel about your belly being on my butt. I don't know how I feel about that. Why do I have to have that extra weight on my booty? That's the whole thing. Be true to yourself, guys. Y'all need to be true to yourselves. I don't know, big guys. Y'all got, like, we have the extra pouch down here. It looks good on our pussy because it makes our pussy look fatter. Guys, it don't help y'all. That extra pouch don't help. It makes yours look smaller. You know, it makes our lips look fatter, but for you, it makes your dick look smaller.
Mm-hmm. You got a point.
Well, you're right, because you're very right, and because I know that when I meet a guy, I always tell the guys that, now, before we get things started, I'm asking you right now, is it big? Now, if it's small, I got three things to let you know. I got three exits: the window, the door, and the vent. So
wow.
You let me know what size it is right now before you get anything started.
Also, ladies, so shaved or unshaved? How do you feel about men?
Shaved.
Should it be shaved?
Or
should it be unshaved? Do you like it trimmed?
Should it be shaved?
Might as well
trim it, because
well,
that's trimmed
mine.
It doesn't matter, really.
Sweating.
Guys, Black Reporter, do you shave?
No, I don't.
What about
you, Devo?
Do you wax? I don't
shave
it. I trim it with a trimmer.
Yeah, so do I.
I don't want no irritation down there, you know.
Yeah, because
y'all also trim your panty line?
Not really. I mean, trim the long hairs, you know, away and everything, you know, to where it's not like the hairs are growing wild or anything like that. But I just don't want to end up doing what I hear a lot of women doing, is getting bad irritation and everything, and that's the worst place to have an irritation, you know.
Digging for gold. No, I don't shave. I'm sorry. I can't do it. What up, Benudo? Benudo's in the building. Woo! No, Miss PG's in the building, y'all. What's up, Miss PG? All right, so shaved or unshaved, ladies? I have one that said shaved, one said don't matter.
Trim, not shaved, not all the way down.
Uh-huh.
Trimmed.
Okay, do y'all like hanging bowls or do y'all like some uptight bowls?
Wait.
Do you like the hanging sacks or do you like the tight sacks? I don't know. I think a penis looks pretty with the tight sack, but you got to have a nice size penis. If you have a small penis, some extra balls help. Some long balls help because, you know, that's that patting. And women know it. Y'all pat on y'all pussy when y'all fingering yourself. Y'all pat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the balls help when that came. I mean, you gotta get everything. When you ain't got the link, you gotta, everything has to matter. You know what I mean? And so I'm saying, I like it. I've liked it both. If he ain't got a long one, he got the smacking thing going for him. And then if he got a nice size penis, that tight ball, nice 10-inch, nice little curve, not deep curve, but a nice little curve, you know, cut. Trim, that's a pretty, you know, that's a pretty penis to me. Is there such thing as a pretty penis?
That's my first time hearing that phrase.
What, pretty penis?
Yeah.
That's your first time hearing it? Did we know you ain't got a pretty penis?
I was getting ready to
shut
try.
Shut up.
We'll let you know if it's pretty.
Exactly. I've seen it. And I tell you, the penis, and I'm telling you, what I noticed, though, the guys with the prettiest penis do not have the prettiest faces. I don't know.
I've heard that before.
You haven't heard that before.
I've heard the fact that the guys who make love the best are not necessarily the best.
I didn't say he made love the best.
Nope.
I didn't say he made love with us. I just said he had a pretty penis. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Just because, don't get the misconstrued. Just because your penis is pretty don't mean the action is tight, you know?
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, this is all cosmetics. That's it. that's good to look at. But now all my pretty pieces have been able to lay it down. But I'm just saying, I know it's out there. What's going on, Miss PG? WDEP just stopped by, they disappeared. Dash and stopped by, they disappeared. I don't know.
Good evening, PG.
Everybody's going to have big girl topics on their show in the next week or two. What's up, Dashin? Dashin, he keeping it 100. He keeping it 100. I checked out his show today. Now, when I got in there, they were talking about Prince and Michael Jackson and playing old school hip hop and stuff. So, shout out to them. Now, they have some, some good stuff going on over there. Shout out to Dash. All right. Black Reporter.
28 minutes before the top of the hour, 28 minutes left in this lovely show. We've had a very good night tonight from the very beginning, I must say. Very good show.
We haven't talked about positions, but we've talked about cosmetics. Men cosmetics. I'm not talking about women cosmetics because fuck that. All right? I'm getting tired of this. I say this at all my swing parties, and I say this all the time. I'm getting tired of men getting it good. We go get our nails did, our hair did, and all this other stuff, and then y'all come out looking all grizzly with some busted-ass boxer shorts and some other bullshit. That's that bullshit. Why I got to be wearing lace and you get to wear comfortable cotton and flannel with stains. What's that about? Well, I gotta be all did up. I don't appreciate that shit. All right. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you wear silk boxers?
I wear boxer briefs.
Okay. Dave O, do you wear boxers or tidy whities with Batman on the back?
Hell no. I wear boxers.
You wear boxers. Why do you say like that? I wear boxers.
Well, you see, with me,
hold on, Black Reporter. Was that your sexy
voice?
Was that what you sexy, Dave on?
I got a sore throat. This is that way it came out. Yeah.
That's just the way it came out. All right. You just sticky all over there. I don't know. I thought she was trying to imply something. I wear boxers. You know, you said that kind of hard.
What the fuck?
I don't know. You know, we were talking about that earlier. I don't know. Yeah, you know, you're probably trying to stand your ground. I don't know.
Nah.
All right, Black Reporter. Tell us why you wear boxer briefs.
Well, because, number one, I prefer briefs. But briefs can be a little bit too tight. I don't particularly care for tidy whitey. But at the same time.
You got thunder thighs.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You got thunder thighs, so the whitey's be all tight around your thigh area.
My thighs not that big.
I didn't say they were big. I said you have thunder thighs. That don't mean they're big.
Okay.
Maybe they rub. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, and no, they don't rub, because the thing is, I used to take, okay, let me say this. I'm a diabetic. I'm not the judge of that, because I've never seen another man's butt.
Can you grab your kahunas and they fill up your hands?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. But you see, I can't compare
them
to a man's hands.
Are they long? Do you have to reach down and grab them, or are they tight up there?
Hands on the ground.
They shut up, princess.
Yeah, your pants on the ground, so let's examine this. You got them long balls, or they tight? They up there.
They tight.
They tight? Yeah. You got that extra skin on your balls?
Huh? Yeah,
you got that extra skin on your balls? They up there?
No.
Hold on,
yeah. We don't care about you holding us on. Dashing, call us up, Dashing. Don't be like that. 347-989-0767. Dashing, join us. Call us up. We got questions for you too, Dashing. Don't be shy. Keep it 100 on the Phone Fantasy Radio Show, my dude.
24 minutes left. 24 minutes left, Dashing. Get your butt in here.
Yeah, get up in here, Dashing. We need all the penis we can get. Yes, pun is intended. Yes, pun is intended. All that.
Oh, wow.
The pun is intended. What? What's wrong with that? Y'all don't like
nothing.
Penis again?
Nothing.
Everybody that's like penis say aye.
Everybody that what?
Everybody that like penis say aye.
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 Oh, okay, see? Yeah, I got lost for a minute there. I got scared for a minute there. Nobody responded. I'm about to say, wait, hold on. Where
did
I go?
Where my girl's at?
Exactly. Where my girl's at? Oh, the line is full. All right, Dashing. All right, Dashing. I almost got rid of you, Dave. I almost got rid of you. Lucky you came back in time.
Why would you get rid of me?
Because you left.
I had to go to the restroom and...
That's not my problem.
I just get kicked off the show now. Dang, that's how we rolling.
That's how we roll, man. We got a full board. We can't get nobody else up on here. I feel some type of way. But I appreciate everybody that's up here, All right, Dashing, you got the chat room access. All right, so we're going to ask you some questions. We're going to do a chat room interview right now. Dashing, the first question is, do you have long balls? That just sounds nice coming out, doesn't it? Do you have long balls?
Yep. Coming from the
club.
Or do you have tight balls? Dashing. All right, guys. All right, gals.
Crush.
What happened?
We have an old friend here on the line.
Where?
Right here with me. Madame, go right ahead.
Hey, girl, what's up? This is DJ Mimi Cat coming out of Buffalo. What's up?
Now, Mimi Cat in the building. Oh, Mimi Cat, why he ain't put you on earlier?
See,
Black Report is always late for stuff.
He be holding out.
He be holding out, don't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he do. Yeah, he do.
No.
Yeah, why you ain't put on in the beginning of the show when we was acting a fool? You always wait till the end of the show and ask somebody.
Oh, my
How
God.
How you doing,
what,
Mimi Cat? We heard you wasn't feeling well. You feeling better, I hope?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. It's just hot as hell up here.
Like a mug. You ain't saying nothing
okay.
Word, I know.
Oh, shit.
All right. So... Mimi, I don't know if Black Reporter Phil Drino what we're talking about, but we're talking about sex in the BBW.
Okay. What, different positions? What?
All of the above. We've been talking about everything from long balls, short balls, sexing, all in between.
Dudes
and drums, everything. Shave, not shave.
Oh,
you know, God. We asked everybody, all the ladies, all the BBWs out there representing. To give us
this
top five tips.
I'm mad at myself right now because there was some, I should have called y'all earlier because I would have never shut up.
All right, Mimi Cat, let me get this out here real quick. Tell us your top five sex tips to make better loving.
The top five things that make better loving?
Yeah, top really five sex tips.
It really depends in my type of category because I like them both.
Like what?
Hello.
I like
oh,
both.
Oh, you like women and men.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
That's even better. Give us the top five.
Okay. Number five in a man, I should say, definitely got to be intelligent. Four, kindness. Three, I don't like big-ass dicks. Got to be average size. Thank you very much. gentleman that's listening. I should say, in both sexes, it's, out of my opinion, please, number one, pet peeve. Don't turn around and say, oh, I'm the bomb and shit, and then when I finally get your ass, you ain't shit. Don't do
it. We preached on that. We preached on that.
Yes, please don't do it, because you will get embarrassed in a public place. Ain't that right, Black Reporter?
Shut up.
All right. We also got Dashin in the room. He's giving his sex tips. He said he got neutral balls. I don't know what that means, but he said he got neutral balls.
Okay, what's up?
His sex tips is on. One, take your time. Two, stay focused. Three, pay attention to her body language. And we waiting on two more from Dashin, who happens to be, quote unquote, a big girl freak. That's what he told me. Those are his, his words. He's a big girl freak. So,
I'm married, but I still like the females, though. Hey,
his next one is gentle yet firm touches. And his top five is. Ow. All right, so we've had about, what's this, like 25 different tips, Black Reporter?
Something like that.
We had like 30 different tips. We've had, I can't even remember the tips.
What was the number one average?
Everybody's still up here that had it. Yeah, everybody that's up here already said their tips, so why don't we go back around the room and... people just share with us your top five that you have already shared with us, right? We can do that.
I ain't have a top five.
Okay, hold on. 601, she started us off. What was your top five tips, Mama?
My top five was, number one was all sex.
Yeah, she said all sex, okay.
All right.
Number one was using sex toys.
Yeah,
and number two was learn to touch yourself. And number three was all sex. And number four was the best positions. And number five was finding your G-spot.
Yes, that was
her. Yeah. Oh, y'all really went in depth for this one. No pun intending, but yeah, y'all did y'all think.
Okay, so oral sex toys, learn to touch yourself, find your G spot in the best sex position. And then next we have 757. Gina? Is she there? Are you still with us, Mom?
Yes.
Okay. Remember your five?
Number five is find your G spot.
No, not 757. Black Reporter, what's her name? You're going to be a point with this, Black Reporter.
I know. You're going to
be a friend name. How are you going to...
Sheila.
How many people... Sheila. I'm sorry. I forgot her name. I'm sorry, Ma. I forgot your name. 757. I know she's still there. Sheila?
Yes.
It's Sheila, right?
No, it's Rashina.
Rashina.
No, that's 601.
Okay, but 757.
We're talking about 757.
Area code. 580.
She may have left.
She probably fell asleep on us. She's still attached to the phone. She's still out here. Okay. So we got five. Listen, five. All right. Who else had five tips?
Princess.
Mhm.
Princess, you have five tips to share with us, right?
I can name a couple.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you provided us with a couple things in your real life.
Number one, don't make me do all the work. Put some work in it.
Hello.
Number two.
Can I get an amen?
Right. Amen. Number two. If I make you come, make me come.
Okay.
Number three. Explore my body.
That was experiment. That was the other one. Okay. Experiment was another one. That was number nine. Experiment. Then we had be open minded. You know, don't be closed minded. Be willing to try different things. What was the other one? Be creative.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You said be creative. Make your own porn.
Yep.
Oh, hell no. Hold up. Stop. No. No.
What do you mean, no?
Don't say I refuse to do. Fuck that. Hey, I'm famous. Hell no. I'm going to throw that shit and throw that shit on TMZ real quick. No. Hell no.
But, you know, that it don't have to be recorded, but, you know, just put yourself on the TV screen. You know, you don't have to put
uh-huh.
the story.
I don't know. I told you I got warned. No.
Our golden rule, which is my golden rule, is separate.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, separate. Whatever position you're in, listen, separate. When you're trying to eat it, when you're trying to doggy it, if you're trying to scoop it, you just got to listen, separate. So that was, that was one of our rules right there. We have Dash and Five Rules. Oh, he's still going. My bad. He got a lot of oil play. He got Do It All Again. All right. Whatever person you end up in, make it work. He put Romance Her Mind. Yeah. Unless you're just fucking, then romance her. Romance is not needed. That's not true. Romance is needed, if, even if y'all just fucking. If you're gonna romance a mind, all of it is, you know, a good 65% of fucking is missing. So I can say that.
Oh, I got one, just one so far. Whatever the hell you do, please know how to be a fucking proper freak in the bedroom. I do not have time. Or my age will not allow that bullshit. I ain't got time to teach your ass.
Yeah, that was.
Amen to that.
Amen.
You can't put in no fucking work. Get the fuck out my house.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then we had one with the ladies. We had one for the ladies. Do not be just to lay a log. Don't be a log.
Exactly. Do not be a log.
Yeah, you got to do your part, too. Some ladies just lay there. That's a God excuse. You know, it may not be true. But that's
don't
God
try
God
to stop me while I'm eating you out.
Yeah, okay. Well, go ahead.
Damn.
Go ahead.
What up, Mimi? what was that damn about?
Her eating out, and I said, "Whoa, hey!"
All I said was, "Don't try to stop me when I'm eating you out," and don't be. And the other one I said was, "Don't freak out if I try to turn you upside down."
Okay, and honey, you sound like you're young. Like I said before, I don't have time to insert dick here. No, goddammit.
Okay, hold on. I am your butt shit. That's all I got to say.
Crash.
I am butt shit.
Where you at? Please tell me you're close to me.
He said,
I'm not close to you. I bet. Shit.
Dash is saying in the chat room, she's a selfish lover. Put that ass out.
Ain't this about a
bit? I'm going to try this one more time, and I'm going to... 757, are you on the line? 757, are you on the line? All right, so I'm
going to...
Yeah, I'm going to assume this person fell asleep on our board, and what we're going to do, we're going to let her go, and then we're going to bring good old Dashie. Now, Dashie, you can call us up now, 347-989-0767. No, yeah, that's it. 347-989-0777. And while Dashie's adding...
I need to pause that voice.
And while Dashin is calling up, I want to invite everyone that's listening as I have or that tuned in to please visit, to please call up to our phone fantasy radio hotline and share your top 5 tips, because they will be repeated up on here for people to know for our references. So that's 347-855-7372. That's 347-855-7372.
And for those of you who have good speakers and everything, you can, on the Phone Fantasy Radio site, you can listen to the shows that we have gone in the past have done. So if you got to think about hearing yourself on the internet radio, hey, there you go.
All right.
So now we...
We got 609 in the building. What's up, 609 in the building?
What's going on?
Oh, dashing. Big dog. Okay.
What's going on, man? What's going on, man?
Oh, no. Hell no. I got to go.
We've been waiting for Dashing's call. Dashing. Self-proclaimed big girl freak. We've been waiting for his call.
That's right. If you catch me with a girl under 130, he's showing me where a girl 180 and above is at. So that's my
Ooh.
Claim to fame.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Dashing. I heard a dirty rumor saying that tomorrow night. You gonna turn it out for the BBW.
That's right. I got some good folk coming through. The Crushers one, you know what I mean. And this show was inspired by her. The show I attended the other night over here. You know, it was a real good topic. You know what I'm saying. So why not build on it some more? You know what I'm saying. We gonna have some fun tomorrow. That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's the Keeping It 100 show, right?
That's right.
Keeping it 100, 8 p.m. Eastern time, right?
That's right.
8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Can you give us the number to call in?
That's 347-884-8448.
I like that number. 884, yeah. That's a real easy number, right?
884-347-884-8448.
All right, folks, so listen to your girl, the Crush Hearts, tune in to the Keep It 100. And their topic is Big Girl, Just a Craze. Is that the topic?
It's BBW/SSBBW. Watch out for the big girl. Are they the new craze?
Are they the new craze?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel some type of way about that.
I might have to
turn that. I'm not worried about that. Are you feel some kind of way about that?
We ain't got time to get into that. If you would have called earlier, we could have definitely got into that.
We had a long conversation about that.
You gotta explain this girl another extra 15 minutes.
I wish I could. we can, but they won't be able to hear us stream. You know what I'm saying? They can catch the archives.
Everybody on the line is in the chat room, right?
No. Majority of the people are, though. I would also like to thank everybody. We got 4 minutes remaining. But back to the question real quick, Dashing. Your balls hang low, or what you say, they're neutral? What that mean?
That means sometimes they hang low, and sometimes they just in chill mode. You know what I'm saying? They got a mind of their own.
The old military rhyme. Your left, your right. Your left, your right, your left. My pants so tight, my balls are swinging from left. No, maybe not. Maybe stop.
Oh, that's just wrong.
But you know, we got 4 minutes. All right, so Dashing, tell us once again your top 5 or 8 or 9 tips for freaking the BBW.
First of all, is take your time. You know what I mean? Stay focused, meaning don't worry about nothing else outside of what you're doing right now with her. Pay attention to her body language. You ain't got to ask her, is it good? You can tell by her body language. Gentle yet firm touches. You understand what I'm saying? Let her know that a man is touching her. You know what I mean? And do it all again. A lot of oral play. Romance her mind, you know, unless whatever position you end up in, make it work. You can start on the bed, end up on the floor. You might end up on the steps. Who cares? Just make it work, you know what I mean?
I've never met a man that actually can pick my big butt up, but hey, there's an invitation out there waiting for you, baby.
Wow.
We talked about that, too, Mimi. We said give us a corner. We good. We'll make do with a corner.
A wall. That's right.
It's got to be a bed. Just give me a corner. I'll make do with a corner. A wall and my back and his legs and my way. You know, we'll make do.
Oh, okay.
We'll definitely. Yeah, we got that, too. We covered that ground.
The main thing is this. You forgot one simple rule, and this is for everybody in the room. Wash your asses, man. Damn.
Right. Oh, no doubt. That's going out.
Hygiene.
Oh, my God. Hell no.
But you know what? You know what, Dasha? She's right. It really isn't one that goes without saying, because some dudes really want to stick their little pissy balls in your mouth after they peed all over them. They want you to suck their little pissy balls.
I like taking showers in between. You understand what I'm saying? In between rounds, you might lay there and talk a little bit, then you go freshen up and you bring it on back to the bed or wherever you started at, whatever. But all that there, you know, sex funk and your funk just don't mix.
Exactly. 2 minutes before the top of the hour. And we need to wrap it up, folks. So let's see, where are we going to start? Dave-O, why don't you say goodbye to the folks all the way out there?
It's your boy, Dave, MFO, you know, Tyler Thumb, Huntsville, North Carolina. You know, just wanted to say peace and all grace. Yo.
Mr. Oh, okay, Crush, go ahead.
Crush? Oh, no, I'm last. Go ahead. We're not rushing to get off right now. I mean, most of the people that's in the chat room is on the phone, so I mean, we can spend a little bit, but, you know, to all those that are listening, thank you for tuning in. Unfortunately, if you are not on this line right now and in here right now, you will not be able to continue the conversation. We got 60 seconds remaining, but thank y'all for tuning in. Don't forget to tune to check us out Tuesday, excuse me, at 9 p.m., right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Topic is bisexuality, that's all I'm saying. So, excuse me. Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central.
I'll be here for that one.
That's the topic for next week. All right, 347-989-0767. If you have not, please, I ask you once again, share your top 5 sex tips for better loving on the Phone Fantasy Radio hotline at 347-855-7372. That's 347-855-7372 and later. Now we can get real raunchy. Not sweating. So who's sucking our toes? Raise their hand.
Who's doing what?
Who's sucking our toes?
We're about to have an orgy up in here. Everybody find your position. As Dashin said, get in where you fit in. Oh, Lord. And I'm at the bottom, so I got my good old position at the middle of the bed, so now y'all just got to work your way around me.
I'm getting right there in the same spot you in. Anyway.
Yo. You know, Okay, guys, I'm gonna put this out there real quick. The last time we had a good show like this and we were talking about sex and everything, they deleted my account on Blog Talk. So let me tell y'all right now, I'm going to download this show as soon as it's up and running. I'm going to download it because last time I got deleted. And I mean, they deleted all my shows, all the good shows I had for the last year. So basically, I had to basically start over, literally start over. They deleted like 6 months worth of shows. So I'm basically starting over. So I'm going to have to delete this show. But I'm going to save it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to add it to my live stream. On my website, Phone Fantasy Radio. That's listen.phonefantasyradio.com. So, you know, if you got a Android phone or if you got a phone like that or whatever, you can definitely listen. Princess, you still with us, Princess? You say good night?
Yep. Oh. I'm so tired, but I'm hanging in there, girl.
She better be.
Wait a minute, Tabo.
You better be. Listen to you.
What, Dave-O? Dave-O's like that, Dave-O? You hold it down like that, Dave-O? Dave-O, you hold it down like that? Your pants on the ground. What's going on, Dave-O?
Oh, don't start.
My pants are on the ground because she put them up. Shit.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't even play it. We can't play the song for him. We can't play the song for him.
I know.
He boxed himself out of that one.
Sorry,
Black Reporter. He got out of that one, Black Reporter.
Yeah, he sure did. He did very well. He did very well.
All right, Dashing. Don't
act like I forgot
about
you,
Mr. Dashing.
Dashing, you still with us? I'm gonna say you fell asleep on me.
Nah. What you doing over there?
Or who you doing over there? What's going on?
Ooh. What's going on?
What you say?
I
said, what you doing over there? Why did you
keep
so long? It was fun.
Oh, nah. Nah, I'm straight. I was trying to fix the case on my phone. Yeah. I had it on mute because I didn't want all that ruffling and stuff going on. You know what I mean?
You ain't got to lie, Dashing. All right, so let me ask y'all. Y'all right-handed or left-handed? Huh?
Here's a better question. What do you think I was doing?
Don't get me started, because I'm not there with you.
As far as I'm concerned,
you were just sitting back thinking about me.
Oh, okay. That's all I'm going to leave that.
They do call me LaCrush for a reason.
Now that's kind of scary, though.
What, and I'm not for you then?
Your page on Facebook says Crush Hearts. So automatically, I'm like, yo, is this chick a heartbreaker or what? I mean, you know.
Oh, damn.
That's my name, LaCrush Hearts. That's what the show says, but that thing you sent me on Facebook is actually your government name.
My government name starts with LA. That's why it's LaCrush. What happened was my original page had got deleted. I was being naughty, and somebody reported me, and I got deleted off of my original page. So I had to come back with Crush Hearts. But in parentheses, it does say LaCrush Hearts. My URL is LaCrush Hearts, and if you Google LaCrush Hearts, then you're going to come up with LaCrush Hearts. You get what I'm saying? But my mama did name me Leticia, for all those who don't know. But don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody that. Don't tell nobody that.
Nah.
That's like the one and only time I'm going to say that, huh?
We're among friends here.
Yeah, that's damn, like
I thought you was running
time.
The damn tape recorder.
It is easy.
Damn, I thought you was running the tape recorder. Say that one more again.
I'm playing. I'm good.
Mimi, you a bad girl.
No, it's the good ass weed I just smoked. But go ahead.
Alrighty then. Sound like my type of girl. Right there.
I'm about to roll up another damn blunt. Fuck all y'all. Go ahead. Take my ass for the sweet girl if I can just hot ass fucking weather. Hell yeah.
If you are on Facebook, since he already put it out there, y'all can find me under Crush Heart. The Crush Heart. Or you can find Phone Fantasy Radio. Just put that up in there. Phone Fantasy Radio, Facebook.com/Phone Fantasy Radio.
And you can find me under Francis Dominic.
Nobody cares. No, I'm just playing.
Well, whatever.
I'm just playing Black Reporter. You know we love you on this show. We love us some Black Reporter.
As always.
Because I do have a black reporter. You won't love him too much, damn much.
Excuse me?
Don't go there,
Crush.
Yeah. That's Black Reporter's theme song. Tell a Black Reporter.
Yeah, because he said in our last top five, which you bring to the table, he said that his top five was he's vocal.
And when he said that, the first thing that popped in my mind was his little afro head, his eyes.
Shut up.
Like, really, I was really talking about this.
Whoa, come on now.
His little afro. No. His head, his little afro head. He's looking at one spot on the wall. He's focused on that one spot on the wall, talking mad shit with beads of sweat in his pants.
You're wrong.
With his
Town hero, Rick James.
There you go.
Super Freak.
That'll work.
Mary Jane.
Play Mary Jane for her.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm in love with Mary Jane. Hey, she's my
friend. That's right.
We got you next show. We're doing this again Tuesday at 9 p.m. for those who don't know. Our show on Tuesday is going to be, you said you're going to miss that one?
Yeah, I got to miss that one out there. I ain't got nothing to say on that topic, man. I ain't with that.
What's
the topic?
In the closet bisexuality.
I ain't
going to
be there.
We're not talking about guys.
We're not you.
We're not talking about guys. If y'all hold up, damn, y'all mad scary. We're not talking about the guys. We're talking about for women. Women that's on the down low. We do have some women that are on the down low that have cravings and all that and really just don't or can't or won't act on those, or they do and they don't want nobody to know, or, you know, so we do have women that also play the field, you know, with other women. So we're going to talk about, you know, bisexuality on Tuesday at 9 p.m. on Fancy Radio.
And please have all your blood ready to smoke.
Who's the blunt lady? Who's the blunt lady on the phone? Who's the blunt lady?
That's me, Bobo. How you doing?
I'm good, baby. Listen, you gotta do that beforehand, right? Because it's like you said, you're either gonna spill it or you're gonna choke off that shit. And I ain't talking about from the smoke. Just listen to this shit at you. Yeah, man.
Always say you must be this tall to ride this ride.
Exactly.
All right, Presenter 2010.
All right, folks. We're gonna bring the Phone Fantasy Radio Thursday night, aka the erection section, to a close now. Y'all gotta get on here earlier. 11 p.m. we start, people. 11 p.m., not 12:45. Y'all need to get here between 11 and 12 so we can have this time and everybody can join into the convo.
I was here. I just had a problem logging into the chat room, but I could listen to the Joan. I was here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Thank you. You're going to definitely hear my ass talk Tuesday because your ass definitely going to try to get through them lines and get in where you sit in, like my girl just said.
Tuesdays we do 9 to 11. On Thursdays we do 11 to 1. So those are 2 days on air. We might have a third day, but I don't know yet. We still gotta get our $10 for $10 offer jumping soon. So yeah, we're gonna have the $10 for $10 coming up soon. That's all. I'm only throwing that out there, so y'all never know when I might just start doing shit. So y'all need to start tuning in, add us to your favorites list, sign up to Blog Talk Radio and get y'all a free account if you don't have one. Add us as a friend on Facebook, like us on Facebook and all that good stuff. All right, guys, y'all gotta go home.
Y'all gotta go home.
Y'all gotta go home.
Get the hell out of here. Exactly.
Exactly.
Get the hell out of here.
Everybody done fall asleep. We done lost people already out the box. Look, Dashing done hung up. Everybody done hung up out the
people
box.
People at home smoking their weed, trying to be peaceful.
Well, like I said, it's your boy, Navo. Peace and hard grease. I'm out. Peace, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Peace, Navo.
Good night, princess.
Good night, princess.
Good night.
Bye, pants on the ground.
Thank you, Sheena.
Hey,
Good night, Don Boy.
Good night, Don Girl.
Good night, Zach Reporter. Good night, Sheena.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night, y'all. I'm out.